This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, do you remember during this year's Sustainability Festival, we heard from a whole range of people for whom environmental activism meant something different. And it was clear that there wasn't a one-size-fits-all. We're all different, we've got different skills and preferences and demands on our life, and there's a different way for each of us to help ourselves, our families, our friends, and the world to move in a more sustainable direction. Now, if you did miss the show, then go to the podcast page of mix92.6.com. Do take a listen. Now, I mention this because the St Albans Arts team have decided to embark on an exciting year of events and projects promoting sustainability and environmental awareness that they're calling the Green Art Effect. Grey Wall, one of the senior arts development officers with the arts team, he emailed amanda.yorworth@mix92.6.com to ask if we'd like to hear more about the Green Art Effect. So let's hear what Grey had to say when I spoke to him earlier. Now, my first question was that with so much controversy over things like the ultra-low emission zone, low-traffic neighbourhoods, or whether we should be exploiting fossil fuels in the North Sea further, why the arts team had decided to tackle a subject that can be, well, so difficult and so divisive.
First off, all three of us in the arts team, that's myself, Chris and Rose, when we sat down earlier in the year and thought, you know, what theme would we like to sort of engage with in the upcoming year? All three of us really at the top of our agenda were green issues and environmental issues. And as you say, I think it is so divided. In a way, it's that in itself, which I think putting it out there in ways that people can engage with and just to support polite discussion, you know, rather than the sort of raging on social media that we've all seen. I absolutely agree. And I, funny enough, we finally got around to watching Don't Look Up last night. And that sort of, you know, that's all about that really is how that divisiveness and the unfortunately not so true truths that get shared around can be so destructive to what we all need to do. So I think the more we can just open up the discussion, get people involved at every level, we hope to involve people of all ages from every corner of the community if they want to get involved. And it's an opportunity to open those discussions, you know, to have those chats.
And I just wondered, what do you think that art can bring to the discussion, or the way that art can be a catalyst that perhaps other things can't be? What do you think art brings in particular?
I think one of the great things about art is it allows us to see things through other people's eyes and to potentially relate to the way other people see things or understand things or are perceiving things. And we can quite often find a commonality within that, a surprising commonality. So the fact that you can go along and see an exhibition and realize that you're not alone, you know, because I think, it is easy to feel quite overwhelmed with the situation that, look, we've got this huge existential crisis going on. And here's me sitting in my little room, just feeling a bit scared about it all. I think just the fact that you can find that there are other voices, other views, some of which you may not 100% agree with, but where there's an element of commonality, even if it's just that fear, that can be very supportive and enabling people sort of finding their own voice and their own way into thinking, well, maybe there's more I can do to get involved.
Yeah. And let's be clear about art. You're talking about art in quite a broad sense here. Can you sort of describe the kind of things that you think might be included in your project?
For sure. I mean, there'll be music, definitely, that something as an arts team, we've always been involved in music. So there'll be pop-up gigs along the way in different environments and places, some of them hopefully in different green spaces. So we like to pop up in unusual places as an arts team. So that can be quite fun. Visual art, we've got the Green Art Trail, which will be happening in September. We've actually got submissions coming in for that right now. And that will include poetry, will include paintings and drawings and photography. So all kinds of arts like that. We're also going to be doing a thing called Recycle Art, which will be working with several different community groups, which will probably involve a group of young people. And we're not sure who the groups are going to be at the moment. There's various options, but different community groups. That will actually be a mosaic thing, but it will be mosaics based on utilising pre-loved and discarded objects and pieces. So
indeed, that sounds exciting. And are you hoping to include a lot of people helping with the creation there?
No, absolutely. I mean, for example, with the Green Art Trail at the moment, what we've done is we went over to Earthworks. If people don't know about Earthworks, look it up. It's a fantastic and amazing little place on the edge of St Albans. And what we've done there is that they have a group with learning disabilities who go in there and work and support the place. And they're great guys. And what we've done there is we've literally just taken cameras in for them, so they can record their everyday existence at Earthworks and how, what a beautiful place it is. It's such a photogenic spot. So supporting that group to get involved. But the other thing, I mean, we're very fortunate in the fact that we have quite a good history of engagement on social media, which does seem to reach sort of quite far and wide. So when we do our call outs, we do tend to get sort of pretty much every demographic, I think yes. Out there.
Well, that's really good. And you mentioned Earthworks. You are trying to make this project as inclusive as possible. Why do you think that is so important, particularly when we're talking about things like climate change and environmental issues?
The truth is, it's something that I don't want to get too rampantly political, but the truth is that until most people are turning around and saying we need change and we need it now, I think that the unfortunate situation of those in power not acting fast enough is not going to change. That's my real belief. There's a guy called Rupert Reed who's just started a group called the Climate Majority Project, and that's very much his thinking. Behind that is that at the end of the day, it's not about going out there and being, I mean, you know, I'm not criticizing anyone's tactics out there, but the truth is we need to bring people in rather than put people off, so that we're all kind of on the same page and we are all speaking truth to government and saying we need you to act and we need you to act now. And that means bringing everyone along the way, leaving no one behind. So that's why I feel like the kind of discussions we can have and hopefully encourage through these kind of projects will help with that. We'll normalize it so that people aren't just seeing the front page of newspapers about Just Stop Oil and creating all that divisive stuff.
Absolutely. And are you going to go to efforts to involve young people in this? You know, after all, if we're talking about sustainability and the future of the planet, they're kind of at the sharp end of this, aren't they? Will you be reaching out to schools and youth groups and things?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So as I say, I think we'll almost certainly involve a group or two in the Recycle Art project. With projects like the Green Art Trail, that's absolutely open to all ages, and we've made that clear. The other thing is that certainly not so much kids, but certainly teenagers and young adults, we're always keen to bring through when it comes to sort of young singer songwriters and performers, and we definitely will do. That's something that we're lucky to be sort of connected to a lot of the places like the Pioneer and to local open mic nights. So we have a sort of good network out there that lets us know about young musicians that are coming through, and we quite often, in fact, we've got some fantastic young folk artists appearing on 13th of August, Alice and Juliet Beadle.
So this is your event to basically launch the Green Art Event project. Tell us about that launch on the 13th and what we can expect from that.
Yeah, so it'll just be a nice pop-up gig right in the middle of town at the clock tower. So, you know, it's very easy for people to come to, but also we get a lot of passing trade. So we can talk to a lot of people that may not know what's happening and we can explain what we're up to and what's coming up. For that one, it will complement St Albans Arts Market, which happens on that same day. So there'll be a all sorts of art stalls going on. But for the music, we've got, as I say, Alice and Juliet Beadle, who are a fantastic couple of folk musicians who did very well in the local folk roots, no, which national folk roots competition, which earlier this year. Also, another young singer-songwriter, Abby Gattard, who's local, who we've worked with before, fantastic, very very passionate young singer-songwriter. And then the Purple All-Stars. The Purple All-Stars are a fantastic group of young adults with learning disabilities who do music and dance based around health issues. They're a great group. They're really visual, really good fun. It's always great to have them involved.
Fantastic. That sounds really good. Now, just looking through the calendar, as you say, in September, we've got the Green Arts Trail. Can you just tell us where we can look out for that around town, or if we're interested in contributing, what we might do?
So part of the idea with making it a bit of a trail was obviously to encourage walking and cycling, skateboarding, any of those things it could. So it will start in town outside St Albans Museum and Gallery on the railings there. And then you walk down past the clock tower through to the cathedral, where there will be more art on the railings at the cathedral. And then carry on past that down the hill towards the Fighting Cocks and into our wonderful Verulamium Park, where you will find more artwork down there. So the idea is get you out of your car and walking to experience this art.
And as you say, this art won't just be pictures, but other things like poetry as well. That's an interesting idea.
We've got a couple of really great poetry submissions already. I love poetry myself as well. I might at some point, not for this, but I've started a collaborative poem around this theme, which may appear at some time. Which was the way that's worked is that I started a poem with a few lines, and I sent it over to a friend in France, who then has added more lines before passing it on to another poet. So it's now that poem has been to Thailand and the USA and back again, and it will end up as this collaborative poem entitled Consequences, which is quite apt, about the climate crisis, which will involve, 10, 12, 13 different poets from around the world.
Wow.
So that will appear somewhere at some point.
You will have to come and read that to us. That sounds absolutely fantastic. I love the idea of a great collaborative poem. It really does sound fantastic. And are you looking for further submissions, or do you already have everything you need for that trail?
So I think the submissions for the Green Art Trail will now be closed, but we are looking to expand. We've been chatting to a couple of places where we might be able to get some extra funding. So in particular, for example, for next year's Sustainability Festival, we'll be linking up with the SustFest guys, and I know they're hoping to do something quite big for next year's one, and we've been linking them up with potential venues for that.
Right. So if anybody had any ideas or wanted to be involved, they could get in touch with you, and it's not too late.
Absolutely, and I think there will be sort of more ideas throughout the year for people to get involved and for us to exhibit other people's arts. If not physically, then certainly, doing online stuff as well.
Brilliant. Now, you're not just thinking about using things like recycled materials in your recycle art scheme, but you're also thinking about creative solutions to make sure that the green art effect really is sustainable. Can you just tell us about your team shirts and how you've made sure that there's no wasted resources there?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the great things about when you take on a theme like this, it forces you to look in the mirror and think about how you're operating yourself and whether there's ways that you might be able to improve. So, it's very common to think if you're doing a project for a year to go out and get some team t-shirts done for the year. And we thought, well, look, that's crazy given what the subject matter is. So we went on an arts team expedition around the charity shops of St Albans to find some pre-loved garments, which we will then logo up and will become our team outfits for the year.
Fantastic. That's what a lovely creative solution to help the project be more sustainable. I absolutely love it and I look forward to seeing what the product will be.
Can I just mention one last little thing?
Of course, yes.
It's just that you've got about a week if anyone is interested to go along to there's a photography exhibition at the Eric Morecambe Centre in Harpenden called Our Environment, and that's something which it ties into the themes we're working on, and we've supported Kate, the manager there, in putting on that exhibition, which is really, really lovely and worth popping along to.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for telling us about that.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Grey Wall from the St Albans Arts team. And you can keep abreast of the Green Art events on the St Albans Arts team Facebook page. That's SAASH Arts. And if you've got ideas for further events, you can contact Grey at Grey Wall. That's GRAEWALL at everyoneactive.com. And you can get in touch with me and tell me what you think via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm going to be back at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.